That's what I have to say. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks, Candace.
Recovery for us?
Yes, I do. Hi, everybody. I'm Ron, and I'm an alcoholic, and I'm an addict. Hi, everybody. Wow, what a meeting, and thank you, everybody, who came and shared. Oh, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed with so much gratitude and love. And before I even start, I'd love to welcome all the guys from TWC at our meeting. You guys are the greatest. TWC, give yourself a cheer. Right on. We love you guys. With that, you know what? I'd like to welcome anybody new, anybody coming back. Welcome. Welcome to the fellowship. We will love you until you can love yourself. And boy, what a journey it's going to be from your head to your heart. See, you know, I'm just all over the place. I'm so overwhelmed with, you know, with Carolyn being here, Annie and Candace, and just so many, Todd, just so many people that I love and think the world of. Johnny Love, Keith, you know, all of you guys, Keith, and just all of you, Angie, Action, Sharon, we love you guys. So, okay, with that, let's start. I'll start. See, I didn't know what the problem was. I always thought it was the coke. I always thought it was the booze. I didn't know what the problem was. I'd be sitting in these seats 33 years ago, help, just wanting the help. What do you do when there's no hope, there's no life, you're sitting in these seats, and you're dying. You're absolutely dying. You're not telling anybody, but you're dying. What the heck do you do? I hope the same thing happens to you that happened to me. I found somebody amazing in my life, you know, and, you know, what I found was, you know, well, I found a sponsor. And you know what? He helped me through the 12 steps. You know, that was the very beginning of my journey. You know, I was just looking over just my last few sponsors, you know, and who they were, and, you know, and who helped me with the Sandys and the Lou Finnemores, and, you know, the Milton and the Damon and the Jorge, and just the wonderful, amazing love that I got over all these years. But I was dying. I was dying. So I'm going to help you tonight so you don't have to die any longer. As I'm going to just go through just very quickly what the problem is, what the solution is, and where I needed to go. So the main problem of the alcoholic centers in his mind rather than his body. It tells me that on page 23 in the big book. So the main problem of the alcoholic, the addict, centers in his mind. So the main problems are thinking. So if the main problem is my thinking, I do not really want to stay there. I don't. We have this obsession of the mind. That's kind of what we're talking about, the obsession of the mind. And it's going to be so powerful is that I'm going to take it to the next step and I'm going to start thinking about drinking. I'm going to think about it so much or using drugs, I'm going to go out. Or something's going to happen. And I hope that something happens to you, what happened to me. And finding like God. And you know, when I heard God, I'm a longshoreman. I thought, oh my God, there's got to be anything else. Tell me there's something else other than just God. And you know, the big book really broke down like what God is, who God is, very, very crystal clear for me. And it made it so crystal clear, I didn't have to live in my head any longer. I didn't have to live in step one, the problem of me always thinking and being obsessed all the time and wanting to drink and wanting to kill people and wanting to kill myself. I needed something. I needed a solution. And little did I know, I had the solution within me. And it talks about deep down in every man, woman, and child is a fundamental idea of God. So I didn't know that. It says, our Creator has entered into our hearts that lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. Oh my God. I have this power within me and it's in our heart. It talks about at the back of the big book, it talks about our members have tapped an unexpected inner resource which they presently use as a power greater than themselves. They're pretty much telling you where God is. And it's in your heart. And if I lived in my heart, could I live a successful life? If God's in my heart, and if the truth is in my heart, and if the love is in my heart, could I actually live a clean and sober life? And yeah, I can. But what happens is, I'm going to tell you what happens, is just because I'm filled with all this love, something happens. And I'm going to tell you what happens. It's like step four stuff. It's like resentments. It's like, you know, stuff like that. Sex, resentment, harms, fears, those kind of things just completely block me completely. So I don't care how much you're in your heart, you will actually go back out drinking or go back out using if you don't do the rest of the work. So the rest of the work actually taught me how to stay with God, regardless if you turn me down or not, regardless of if you like me or not, regardless of what I don't like in life, regardless of what's happening to me in life. I have this power within me. And that's what I needed to know. And isn't it funny where I got to the resentment parts, I got to learn about resentments. And I don't know if any of you TWC guys have resentments. Let me teach you something tonight. And remember this. A resentment has nothing to do with anyone. Nothing. It has to do with how I respond to it. So we're writing down all this amazing resentments of people I don't like and I don't care for. It really has nothing to do with them. It has to do overall and how I always responded to it. And I haven't responded the right way. I've responded out of fear. I've responded out of hate. I've responded out of hurt. I've responded many ways, right? And the steps teach me I need to live the opposite of that. That's kind of where the 6 and 7 comes in. See, you know, if I'm mean, God wants you to be kind. If you're always swearing, which I heard a few tonight, we don't want you there. We want you on the other side saying good, kind things about life and about you and the people around you. Right? If you're mean, we want you nice. We, you know, if you're angry, we want you to be kind. That's where step 7 comes in. And step 7, you can't do alone. You need God's help with that and actions. You know, and then it takes step 8, step 9. You know, I've heard this for years and years about the amends. Well, should I be on the amends? Of course you should be on the amends. You are the most important person in this life. I need to keep working on my step 9. If I don't keep working on my step 9, I'm not going to go far in life. I'm not. I'm not going to be that happy, joyous, free kind of person if I do not work on my step 9s. And I'll tell you what some of my step 9s are, is I need to be a nicer person. I need to be a more loving person. I need to work these steps in my life to everyone. To judge people? No. How about judging them with love? Right? How about doing the things that I'm supposed to do? That's where God wants me. That's what step 9's all about. And then step 10, Todd was talking about step 10. That's only done through the day and all through the day. Step 11 is at night when we retire at night. We have like 9 questions we have to answer. And then we have on the awakening where, you know what, we look at life in a whole new way. And then step 12, you know, isn't it funny? And I've learned a lot about step 12 from Carolyn, because it's not, you know, it's about service. It's about service. It's about loving others, and it's about service for AA. It's about service for helping that person across the street, helping that flood person, you know, doing things secretly and just doing them, not from ego, but from a kind way where nobody knows. I hear people all the time doing amazing things. I like it on the low down. I really do. That's where God wants me to. Mind you, when I see the love out there in action, like, you know, I see people like Johnny Love and Phil, you know, helping out the world, with one heart at a time. I want to be more like that. So I do love the positive, loving things that people do, you know, and people giving, like people give today. You know, and they give, and we don't want nothing in return, nothing. This is what I've been taught. You know what? It's been 33 years. I was 24 years old. I was one of those guys, just like TWC. I was one of you guys. Do you get me? I was sitting in a treatment center and I was dying as the dying can get. Today, I go to the treatment center to help all of them, each and every one of them. I help our members, you know, with alcohol and drug abuse and, you know, with situations. And that's my job today. I absolutely love my job today. I didn't mention Bobby, who's not here tonight. He got a new job working nights. He gave me this medallion, which Johnny Love did too. And it's 33-year medallion. And I want to thank Bobby for getting it for me. And, you know, for everything. He's on the website too. I have a website, believe it or not. But I'm not promoting it. But he's on it too now. So he can help as much as I can. Or any of us can help you. If you need help, we will help you. Like, I don't care where you come from. I don't care how mean you are. I don't care how many years you spent in jail. I don't care where you are on the streets. I will help you and I'll love you as much as I can. I have to. People have done it over and over with me. And look what I have in my life. I have the people. I am surrounded by love today. You know, from the loving people, and you know who you are, because I pretty much just overload you with love as much as I can. And I appreciate you all. And those guys who are sitting in the seats right now, there is hope. There is help. You need to get out of your head. You need to get into your heart. Get into these steps. Get a hold of somebody with passion, you know, like I do. I remember I helped out this Russian guy. Carolyn probably knows the story. But I helped out this Russian guy when you could only speak on the telephone. We didn't even have computers pretty much back then. And I helped him through the steps and stuff. And he's from Russia, and he says, Ron, I'm going to set Russia on fire with love. That's where we need to be. We truly need to be that way every single day. And you know, when I look and I watch and I hear and I see it, I absolutely love it. And you know what? You got it within you. It's in your heart. And it's in the right place, and it's in the 12 steps. Like, truly it is. I want to thank our home group also. I mean, you know, I haven't been there probably in 2 years because of the Zoom thing. But you know what? I'll come around and I will come back to the home group. And I want to thank Vince. You know, I love you guys there. I love what CA gave me. And CA gave me, you know, the Bay Group and the Maritime Group were fantastic. And I'll never forget the days at the Maritime Group, my first group, and the second group was the Bay Group, which I just love. This group here is so much different. It's where, you know what, we're going to love you regardless. We're going to love you regardless of who you are and where you are. And guys like Vince and people, you know, it's just amazing who do stuff like that. So I have to say something to the group. You know, I'm grateful. Like, I'm grateful. I go to meetings. I help people with the steps. I will help anybody anywhere at any, not pretty much any time anymore, but I'll help, and I know it says that, but I'll help anyone anywhere. You know, not any time, because you know what? We get older. You're going to get older too, and you're going to probably want your sleep. But you know what? If push came to shove, I'd get out of my bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and help if I know it would help you. I would tell you to go to sleep, but if I could help you, I would help you. I've done it. I've been there. I've called the police. You know, I've called the fire engine. You know, I've called the ambulances many, many times over all these years. You know, and I am grateful. I am filled with gratitude. You know, and the only way you can get what we have is to go through the steps, you know, and as sad as it is, a lot of people don't do the steps and they figure the fellowship is the program, but the fellowship isn't the program. The program is the 12 steps. The fellowship is men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope. So let's get that really very clear. Is you're in the fellowship right now. When you are in the steps, you're working the steps. That's the program. And you know, with that, I love you all. And thank you for the years, the moments, the minutes, the hours. We're not going to be here forever, and we're not going to be here forever. So you know what? This is why we take it one day at a time. And if a loser, and I'm talking loser, like me can do this, you can do it too. Any one of you guys can do it. And it all starts with one day. And thanks for my clean time and sobriety. Thanks, everybody.